أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. In the surah, Surah Tabbat Yada, Allah Ta'ala explained that how Abu Lahab opposed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and how much hatred he had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, though he was his proper nephew. And he had hatred for the deen of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Allah explained that all his position, wealth, and his leadership, and his that he was extremely handsome, nothing of that helped him whatsoever, and that he will have to taste of the fire in the Akhirat. And now Allah Ta'ala explains about his wife, Arwa bin Harb, that she also, وَمْرَأَتُهُ وَرُسْكِ جُوْجُورُ his uski biwi, حَمَّالَتَ الْحَطَبُ جو سر پر لے پھرتی ہے ایندر. She used to carry firewood on her head. So yeah, also Allah shows what her punishment was also because of opposing the deen of Allah Ta'ala, opposing and having hatred for Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it speaks also of the great miraculous quality of the Quran Sharif, that she was حمالت الحطب, she was carrying firewood on her head. This ulama explained that in order that her husband was bent on hurting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, blocking the spread of Islam, etc., and she used to carry fuel to fire. She should make it worse all the time. She should spread branches with thorns on it in the path of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba when they used to walk with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So she was the carrier of this firewood, and Allah made that very same thing. Allah made it her disgrace and her humiliation in this world, that when her husband Abu Lahab became so ill and his face became disfigured, he started barking like a dog, she became also extremely depressed. And in that, from there, the starting of the dwindling started. And they lost all their money also. That they were so beautiful and handsome, that also was lost now. And they looked very, very terrible in this world also. Their leadership was also gone. And then they became so poor, now she had to carry firewood just to survive. At one time, she was so wealthy and rich, but now that very same thing, that firewood, which she carried figuratively to stoke fire and to worsen the enmity, join her husband in the enmity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that very same thing Allah Ta'ala made now, that she carried the firewood and faced the disgrace in front of the people. Another explanation or some ulama give that she was carrying this firewood, that even when she was rich and wealthy, but she was so miserly and stingy that she was not prepared to part with some money for a laborer to carry the firewood, and though she was like a queen, so wealthy, but she used to carry the firewood on her head, and she brought this disgrace also on her. In the Akhirat, it is also mentioned by ulama mufassirin that there also she will carry firewood and she will make the fire worse for her husband. She will, yes, she stoked the fire of enmity for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In that punishment, Allah will make her that she will carry the firewood and make the fire even worse for her husband. And in this way, both husband and wife will suffer the consequences forever in Jahannam. فی جیدہا حبل من مسد, اس کی گردن میں رسی ہے مونچ کی. And she had a rope of fiber in her, around her neck. This refers to one, a very, very expensive necklace that she wore. And if very expensive, it was very valuable. But she had taken the qasam of the gods of Lat and Uzza, that I will spend all this money in going against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to fight against the mission of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that she used to wear, and it was also a source of great beauty and honor for her to wear such a expensive necklace. But Allah again here shows His great qudrat, that very same thing Allah changed it into her azab. That she had a rope around her neck and she was walking with the bundle of firewood on her head. She tripped and fell. And when she fell, this very rope which was in the place of that necklace strangled her. And when it strangled her, she gasped for breath, and being unable to take breath, she died in that way, also in a humiliating way. So to say, that very necklace, a very expensive necklace which she used, she wanted to use against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to say, that very necklace in the form of that rope became the cause of her death. And in the akhirat also, in Jahannam, she will be strangled like this and gasping all the time. And a person who gasps for breath and goes right out of breath and becomes very parishan in that condition, it's a very, very bad, but that is how she will remain forever in Jahannam. So here we learn in the surah to oppose Allah's Rasul, to have hatred for Allah's Rasul, hatred for the deen, and the propagation of deen in any way is a very, very dangerous thing. The consequences are very serious, even in this world and in the akhirat. Wherever we all might have faltered, we should ask for forgiveness, continuously make tawbah to Allah, and beg of Allah that Allah saves us, all our family and progeny, from this humiliation and disgrace. And nobody must ever think of going against Allah. Allah's qudrat is very great, and if Allah is to take a person to task, that person stands no chance whatsoever. May Allah forgive us all, protect us, and we ask for forgiveness all the time. And this brings us to the end of the surah, and we praise and thank Allah for the tawfiq, and we beg of Allah that He gives us the tawfiq to make amal and to take lessons from this and mold our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.